Hello everyone, it is me, Saida, and in this episode I'll be talking about why it is very, very important for colleges and universities and grad schools and many more education systems, why they should have lots of support programs and recommendations in place to help the rare disease community do good in school and get good grades and be able to graduate with degrees and certificates. And some communities in the rare disease areas don't get the most support in colleges and universities. Some teachers don't understand what a rare disease is, and some teachers don't understand what a rare disease can do to a person. And sometimes others don't know what it do to someone with the mental health and emotionally and physically. And when you are dealing with rare disease, it's very challenging. When you are dealing with two, it's hard. But when you have three and more, it's harder. And it should always get taken care of very seriously. And schools don't think it's serious, but it is. And when you have to miss days of your classes and days of school because of you might have pain due to a rare disease, or something might happen where you get sick or you have to do medical treatments, and the teachers shouldn't get upset with you for you have to miss a day or 2 days worth. And sometimes the school will have you go to the disability department, but sometimes the rare disease not covered in that department at all like it should. And they should have more support in place for the rare disease community, for those who might not have a disability but a rare disease, where they can help you. And I feel it's important as advocates who have rare disease to raise your voice to help make a change in that area. And you can help you raise your voice to do good. And I feel that the rare disease community is often overlooked in certain places, and it shouldn't at all, because we all want the same help and we all want to get the best care we can get and receive. And if you don't have help and support, you can do good the way you want to. And teachers should have more tools to learn about the rare disease and what they all do. And when you're in it with, if you have HS like me, or the genetic disease, and or the rare CHD like I do, I believe we should have more support in place for those and all the others. And it should have more tutoring support, more support in medical, like the teacher should be able to send your homework to the hospital clinic you are in, so that you can get caught up as you get better, recover, and heal. And I feel colleges and universities and grad schools should have a center specialized for people who have rare diseases. I feel that they should also have a club to help people who have a rare disease, and also have both options where they can have a department for disabled and rare disease patients who are students, and that they can get the best support that they can get. If they need to get excused absences to miss a day or 2 days or a week to get the care, they can get, you can get excused. And my goal as I get older is to have my own program at my school that I am attending to help the rare disease community and help the disabled community both. And I also want to have a club, and I also want to have my own organization to help both communities do good in this world. Thank you for listening. Bye.